From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Tough Old Bird, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Well, I woke up this morning, happy as a man can be. I rolled around to find you lying on the pillow right next to me. And I said good morning, but you had to disagree. I asked if you'd be back, you said there ain't no guarantee. But what can I do? Honey, what can I say? Tell me, what can I do? Sugar mama, what can I say? Well, if I was a catfish in that river deep and black, I'd let you catch me anytime if you promise not to throw me back. And if you were a freight train with smoke blowing from your stack, I'd lay myself right down on that railroad track. But what can I do? Honey, what can I say? Tell me, what can I do? Sugar mama, what can I say? Sugar mama, I'm a sinking down. When that back door slammed, that's a mighty mournful sound. But if you ever do get lonesome, well, you know where I'll be found. I'll probably go to my grave thinking one day you'll come around. But what can I do? Honey, what can I say? Tell me, what can I do? Sugar mama, what can I say? Tell me, what can I do? What can I say?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Liza Binford, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 580th live concert performance. Now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with Tough Old Bird. Formed in the small community of Fillmore, New York, by songwriting brothers Matthew and Nathan Corrigan, Tough Old Bird plays modern folk music that reflects the landscape it comes from, a place where the last train just pulled out and the carnival is always on its way to the next town. Please welcome Nathan and Matthew on their second visit here on the Red Barn stage.
Wasn't worth
that much, it seems. I couldn't even give it away. One day you'll listen to what I say.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Tuffle Bird. Here's Brad.
Thanks, Liza. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
It's nice to have you back in town. Nice. I had to ask you before the program, you know, if you'd moved to Lexington. You're still based out there in Fillmore.
That's right, Fillmore, New York. One of the things that we noticed traveling around is that small towns are kind of the same everywhere we go. Huh. You know, it's got a little main street with a couple of stores on it and some hills surrounding, lots of trees, one or two places to eat and get a drink if you're into that kind of thing. That's about it. A lot of cows in the surrounding region.
Did you all actually attend high school there?
Elementary, middle, and high school all in the same building.
Oh, wow. How many kids in your graduating class?
Mine was 50-something.
Yeah, 53.
Yes.
I'm gonna lay down my burden for a while. I'm gonna lay down my burden for a while. Sit upon the bank and watch the big ships roll by. I'm gonna lay down my burden for a while. Sometimes I get to missing my home. Well, sometimes I get to missing my home, where the warm air winds through the maple and the oak. Well, sometimes I get to missing my home.
I'm talking to Matthew and Nathan Corrigan. They are Tuff Old Bird, and as we're speaking of their hometown, Fillmore, New York. And you're closest, Matthew, to what city, what big city?
I guess Rochester would be the big city that most people would go to.
And that's how far from Fillmore?
Hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half north.
Okay.
Buffalo is maybe 2 hours away.
A lot of snow.
Yes.
You got that straight.
You guys. What'd your family do? What'd your parents do in that area or other relatives that had Corrigan's settling there?
Our dad was a sign painter. He did that for many, many years. And an artist of various kinds. He played the guitar and he painted and made his own comic books and all sorts of different things.
Oh, neat.
And, yeah, our mom was a painter as well and you know, worked as a waitress on the side to help support the Corrigan family.
Your parents still living?
Our mom is. Our dad passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay. So is mom still actually doing some painting?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, she does.
You guys pretty close?
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
No, it's just the two of us.
Just the two of yous. Talk to us a little bit about how it is that you guys happen to get into music and especially the kind of music that you've arrived at today.
It took me a while. I don't know. I was 25 before I started playing guitar. I got a later start than most do. Matt's younger than me, and he was in high school and when he started playing. I don't know. We went through the classic rock pantheon as teenagers, as a lot of people do, and got to Bob Dylan through that. And from there, it's sort of like, you know, the whole universe of folk music.
How did you arrive at Dylan?
My college library had all of his greatest hits on CD, and I got all those out, and I put them all on my computer, and I made a CD of the songs that I liked, because I wasn't really ready for a lot of it yet. I was a little... I wasn't prepared for it.
I want to know what tunes you picked.
Like a Rolling Stone, Tangled Up in Blue.
Yeah.
Mr. Tambourine Man, many, many others.
Huh.
Did the moon come to meet you on the road? Did the moon come to meet you, my dear? Gather up your shadows and go home. You've no business here. You've no business here. Listen close to me, my only sister. Listen close, sweet love of mine. Never turn your back on the river. Take care to never linger in the pines. Take care to never linger in the pine. When the darkness comes upon you, when the dark comes creeping up behind, open up your arms if you want to. No one knows your mind. No one knows your mind. No one knows your mind.
Did you start playing harmonica because of, you know, listening to early Dylan?
Yeah, that was probably a big part of it. I started playing harmonica long before guitar, playing along with Dylan and Neil Young tunes and Johnny Cash and that sort of thing.
Did either of you get any lessons on your instruments, or are you entirely self-taught?
I think we're both self-taught on just about everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As we said, our dad played guitar growing up, so that was kind of a big... You know, it was always in the house, but he was left-handed and played in an open tuning. So it was very difficult to teach us.
Yeah, it didn't really work out.
It still was a big, you know, it was a reason to learn, I think, to, you know, because he used to play with us when we were first starting out and playing at open mics and stuff, so.
The three of you would venture out, and where was the closest open mic to Fillmore?
In this other town called Wellsville. It was maybe a half an hour away from there.
Huh.
Down near Alfred State University.
Oh, Alfred, right, yeah. Right. Is that a SUNY school?
I think there's two colleges in that town. One of them might be a state school. I don't know.
I forgot about Alfred.
I haven't spent a lot of time down there.
Where did you end up going to school?
I went to SUNY Geneseo.
At Geneseo?
Yeah.
Tell us about your studies there.
Well, I studied English. I think I fancied myself a writer.
Did you go there with the intention of studying writing and literature?
Initially, I went with the intention of being a teacher. I think I took one education course and decided that I didn't want to be a teacher. I think I had sort of a, what is that movie with Robin Williams? Everybody Stands on the Desk. You know that movie?
Yeah.
I had sort of a fantasy idea of what being a teacher was like.
Uh-huh.
And I
The Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. Yeah. And I learned how much work actually goes into it, I think. And I, God bless the people who do it, because honestly it's the most important thing in the world to do, but I realized I wasn't cut out for it.
A shanty man's life is a weary someone. Though some think it free from care, it's the swinging of an axe from morning till night in a forest wild and drear. Transported we are from a lady so fair to the banks of some lonely stream where the wolf bears terrifying howl disturb our nightly dreams. without cheer, while the cold winter went to blow. And as soon as the morning star does appear into the wild wood, we must go. I'll give o'er when I've landed safe on shore, and I will lead a different life. No more will I roam, but contented stay at home with a pretty little smile.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tough Old Bird, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Tough Old Bird after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.